Barney Frank previously said that he wasn't interested in the Senate seat. What explains the change of heart?
Well, I think Barney first ruled it out in the context of running as a candidate in the special election to permanently fill the seat. And that would be necessary were John Kerry to resign and become Secretary of State. Under state law, there has to be an election within 145 to 160 days to permanently fill the seat. But there's also a second step to that, and that is that the governor gets to fill the seat on an interim basis. And there's been a lot of speculation about who Governor Deval Patrick might want to put in that spot. But Barney's comments about not wanting to be a candidate in the permanent election made clear that he really wanted to move on from Congress. He wanted to start to speak, write books, teach in college. And yet, the change of heart came about, he says, over New Year's Day and weekend when he saw the shape of the fiscal cliff deal coming into view, and he saw that a lot of decisions were actually going to be kicked off 2 or 3 months down the road, namely the sequester issues about cuts in government programs and any changes there may be to entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare.
Now, let's talk about what the clock looks like, because Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has said she's gone in the earliest days of the new administration. That would mean that Senator Kerry would be, we assume, confirmed rather quickly, and then you'd need the senator almost immediately. So do we have an idea of when Governor Patrick expects to have at least a candidate in mind for this interim term?
I think he's already got candidates in mind, that's for sure. He's been blunt in saying that people have reached out to him, either recommending themselves, which is somewhat bold, or other people that they think would be a good interim senator. He said that he's had those conversations with people, but he's also said that he's keeping very close counsel on this. He's not really talking to outsiders. It's going to be his own decision. And the timetable that we get from the governor's office is nothing is coming out of his mouth until the Senate has confirmed John Kerry as Secretary of State. There could always be a last-minute glitch with the nomination. There could always be some sort of confirmation issue, and he doesn't want to be in the embarrassing situation of naming somebody as the interim senator and then never having that deal consummated.
It's hard for us here in Albany not to think back to Governor Patterson's appointment of now Senator Gillibrand,
right,
in the same situation, and the longer the non-decision process played out, the more leaks there were, and the
right,
more it ended with sort of a fizz when the final
right,
appointment was made. Is that very much on the minds of the Patrick staff?
Sure. I think they know this is an excruciating period for them. They've been very blunt in talking with me about this. They're well aware of that. All the names that are possibilities likely will get discussed in some venue over the 6 or 8 weeks. But again, I think their bigger concern is making some announcement that falls flat because of some logistical problem. And so they're just going to wait and let things resolve themselves in due course. That said, as soon as the Kerry nomination is confirmed, they're going to move almost immediately to fill that seat. The timetable for that could be that the confirmation hearing for him could be middle of January with a vote right around the inauguration, which is publicly January 21st. So if that happens, if John Kerry becomes Secretary of State January 21st or so, then the special election in Massachusetts would have to be held by the end of June.
Back to Barney Frank, this seems like a very interesting moment for him because he left on his own terms very much. The redistricting maps came out and he said, I'm going to wash my hands now and walk away. If it's out there that he's interested in filling this Senate term and Governor Patrick picks someone else, does this do any
right,
damage to Frank's legacy?
I don't know about that. I think, you know, he's a gregarious person. He's very tart with his language, and I think when you first hear this idea, it engenders a lot of reaction from both liberals and conservatives. Liberals say, wow, that's an interesting idea. Conservatives say, one wrote me, said he's done enough damage already. But I think if you step back and look at a little bit about his arguments, there's actually a certain logic to it. So, you know, he's arguing that a lot of the issues that have been punted 2 and 3 months down the road are ones that he was working on in the House, and that if you have somebody in there for this defined period of 4 to 5 months, why not have somebody in there like him who's already well-versed in these issues and has a reputation for knowing how to talk about these issues in the Senate to deal with them. Now, if it doesn't happen, if the governor goes with somebody else, I think Barney Frank is confident enough in his persona to just go off and make that money that's out there waiting for him.
Although it would certainly change, you know, the first line of his obituary, and for the rest of his life, he'd be Senator Frank instead of Congressman Frank. It's an interesting notion
for, sure,
for 6 months of work.
For sure. For sure. You know, always have that permanent honorific and always be able to walk on both the Senate floor and the House floor, even if he's a former member.
Glenn Johnson, as it stands now, do you want to make a guess as to who Patrick will tap?
Well, I think the first reaction from the governor and his people will be, thanks, Congressman, we appreciate the offer. But I think over time, if they really think about it, there is going to be, as I said, a certain logic to doing somebody like him. I think their concern is that they just don't want to have somebody who's going to be down there and be a sideshow. And they would never say that and insult him in that way. But they really want somebody that's going to do the job on their terms and with their agenda in mind and not with their own political agenda in mind. And Barney Frank is a little bit of an uncontrollable force. So I could really see it breaking either way. There's a real reason to appoint him, but then the governor has ideas about some lower key person that he would have more control over. And there's, you know, certainly a number of candidates that fill that bill too.
Glenn Johnson covers politics for the Boston Globe and Boston.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at GlobeGlenn. Glenn Johnson, thanks so much.
Anytime.